It's Friday. Do you know where your IT pros are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as helium balloon inflators, yet somehow you trust them with your IT. I don't know what's wrong with you. It's Patch and Switch.
You know, the image that I got when you said helium balloon inflators.
Yeah.
I thought of the Ronald McDonald balloon inflator that had the gas pipe coming out of its mouth that you would put the balloon on
and
fill it up back in the 70s and 80s, man. That's what I thought of. That's the image that I had. And that, I think I've seen one of those just recently. At a pawn shop. Or maybe it's on TV or something like that. I don't know.
Pawn Stars, maybe?
Pawn Stars.
Yeah. It
must have been on Pawn Stars.
Nice.
But that's a hard job, man. Can you imagine having to hold yourself down while you're filling balloons all the time? Having to wear the heavier boots?
You don't have to wear heavier boots.
It's helium.
Not enough to carry.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably
they have extra heavy tanks to make sure the tanks stay down. But when you're filling the balloons, you got to hang on.
It's probably a safety, some sort of
insurance requirements.
Yes, exactly.
The clause of claws.
That can work.
It's good to be back.
I'm confused about where I should be trying to focus my efforts on chats. If I should be on the video or on the post or
There's nothing in the chat room. I don't know that anybody uses the chat room anymore. I think it's on the post.
No, it's all on the post. But it's on the video. It's not the post.
It's on the video.
Yeah. So I just hit the video.
Okay.
And now I'm there. I'm here.
So did Steve.
Someone turned on some stuff.
Stop it.
Oh, there it is.
Stop.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Frederick's here. So is Frederick, and Dave Pfister is here.
Nice.
That's all I can see.
We should do a congratulations to Frederick.
Okay.
He just was celebrating a most recent Azure Stack install.
Oh, was he?
He was flying back.
Oh, excellent.
I saw a post, I think it was on Facebook, about how he just finished his Azure Stack install.
Very cool.
Back, so.
Very cool.
Yep.
Craziness.
Frederick's all about that. Yes. I'm really still trying to figure out how do I get to this thing.
All so about I can the see stack. It as it the stack.
Comes in, right? I don't know. I can't.
It's face
technology.
Is it working?
No.
Hey, you can rest assured now that the algorithms for Facebook are changing in 2018.
Because you know it's 2018.
No, but you know that?
No. I just assume they are always
going to change. No, Zuck made a big announcement as part of a New Year's resolution for Facebook and what he's planning on doing for making it so that there's more personal information, more people that you know coming up in your feed as a priority as opposed to promoted and news items.
Well, that's good.
So, rather insane that they have to say that.
Garrett's here. I see Colleen's here.
Oh, nice.
I think she's supposed to be doing something. Sean Logan's here.
They have a new thing. It says watching now. You can actually see the people that are watching.
Oh, really? Oh, you can.
That's new.
Oh, that is new. I like that.
That's much easier for you to say hello.
Yeah, exactly. Bartolo's here, too.
Nice.
I didn't even see that. That's awesome. There's some people who are actually commenting that aren't watching.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's all good. It's all right. I think we have like 3 people watching, so it's all good. Hey, we beat last week's number by 2.
Yes.
We're back.
It is. It is the new year. We are back. We're going to try to have a semi-regular schedule, provided our sound guy is continuously turning on his PC audio over there.
Yes.
And it's screwing me up, man. Like it's breaking the comedic timing.
It's Steve.
It's our new guy, Steve. That's helping us out. Yes, we're going to try to have a more regular schedule.
Okay. So we need to figure out a remote connectivity option.
It is possible.
I know we've done it before. We did it when you were on vacation.
There's this thing called Skype that we could use.
Google Hangouts?
We can do Hangouts if you want.
No.
I'm assuming the TriCaster can take inputs from other areas, so we can just
We can just run it on another
computer. A machine. The problem is that we have to have this what's this thing called?
Not translator.
What captioning device?
The captioning device.
Yeah.
It's using translator technologies. But this is now taking up one of our HDMI feeds. Now.
But I won't. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So we have an HDMI feed here. Yeah. We've got a camera there.
But there's an HDMI feed here,
that's
too.
Two.
There's another one here.
He has one. That's 3.
Oh, he's got one.
So there's one more.
We can come in on his.
There's one more.
There's only 3 working
working.
Right, no, but we can come in. But
oh, there's a fourth one that's broken.
Ah.
We can maybe fix
that. We've got one for the camera, one for this, and one for his machine. I can come in Skype on his machine.
But then how does it fit? I guess he could carve it up or something.
I don't know. He's smart. He'd figure it out.
The sole reason why we're even having this discussion is because someone at this table has all of a sudden started to do an awful lot more traveling.
Yes.
We're having coffee as we're walking in the room here, and he's like, oh, yes, I've got to go off to Sydney and then off to London and off to
Frankfurt.
Bucharest.
I'm not going to Bucharest. It's like Bucharest all over is the a place. Cool city, though.
All over the place.
Aubrey's here. Good morning. Who else did I see? I saw somebody else coming along and then I wanted to... Oh, Steve Enns. So say hello.
Nice.
Sean Loke says he can't read the captioning. It makes him laugh too much.
Yes, I honestly don't know if the captioning is helpful.
Hey, it's there. It works.
Okay.
Open captioning. Says I'm not going to work out.
I honestly told no Japanese. Eight, it's been there. Okay. Open captioning. Technology.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Well, so what have you been doing?
There's this thing that's going on right now. Mm. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Nope.
It's a hardware flaw that's been discovered as a vulnerability in an attack vector.
I heard something. It's about a processor, right?
Yeah, about a processor.
The processor?
Processor.
Versus processor.
The processor is having an issue.
Sorry, the processor.
Yeah. So at one point in time, CERN actually had a recommendation on their website to go in and to swap the processor.
That's
the
way
they fixed it. Literally, that's what they had at one point in their website.
CERN says just change the processor
out? At one point, it did.
Wow.
At one point, it did. That has since been taken down.
Easy. Sure, just go ahead and swap the pro.
Yeah. So there are many more experts than us that can talk about the actual vulnerabilities that are out there. But Spectre and Meltdown.
So wait a minute. How does it work if you have an Intel-based processor
and AMD-based processor?
Well, I know. Okay, right. So you've got a motherboard for one. Oh, yeah, that's true. It does it. So what is there a processor out there that does that's not in fact
two names? ARM? Spectre has three vectors,
right.
And or warnings, and Meltdown has one.
Yes.
AMD is affected by Meltdown. So is Intel.
Yep.
Spectre is mostly affected just on the Intel side of things.
Gotcha.
And it requires that you go in and actually put a patch on the operating system, regardless of which operating system it is, to be able to work around this issue. And then it requires you to patch any virtualized guests on top of that operating system to also have the same issue.
Mm.
So it takes a lot of work. But The Verge actually did a really good article talking about the disclosure timelines and the researchers that found it and all that sort of stuff. I read that last night. It's very interesting how it all went down.
Interesting. Just remove that processor, jam in the AMD. I'm sure that the pins will fit. If not, just jam it in harder.
Yeah, you just have to kind of jig a little bit and then push down hard. It's a quick wrist snap you have to have to get in there to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
If it snaps, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, basically. Basically. So, yeah, this is one we're going to be dealing with for a while. But it's literally been an industry-wide thing that's been going on. So... work in engineering has been very interesting to see how the process has been going on for a while to be able to get ready for this. And then how different things were disclosed and the timeline and that sort of stuff. It's just nasty. So the best part is that everybody is working together across distributions and across operating systems and across manufacturers to make it so that it's mitigated across the board.
Yeah.
But to me, it's kind of scary because it's the first time they've had this kind of vulnerability this disclosed. And it's, what, a specter of what's to come? I had to put that in there. I don't know how I was going to work it in. I had to try to work that out.
Which mic is he so I can turn him down?
Yeah, you want to turn this mic off
at
now?
At this point, I'm walk out. I don't know.
So on my personal part, what I've been doing is contacting different distro vendors and having them publicly make sure that they have their, which they already had, but simply collecting the public information, making it visible, and then also going in and having new images deployed on Azure from Marketplace. So as you know what Marketplace is?
Yes, I
know. Making sure for our listeners, Marketplace is your central point where you can
deploy. Do you know what Marketplace is? Because, you know, yeah.
It's just there. So
yeah.
I mean, picture you go in and deploy a new machine or 1,000 machines and you're using an old image that didn't have the fixes on it. You'd have to go in and patch those 1,000 machines today if the images were not updated. So I've been working with folks to be able to get their images updated.
Sorry, I had to fix my mic.
I know. I figured as much.
It was tilted.
So we no longer have – the budget has been reduced, in case you haven't noticed yet, that we're down to only a one-camera shoot. So they can't see – he can't switch away to
right.
be able to make it look like you're not doing something.
Right.
So when you need to scratch your nose or something like that, just be
it's
aware.
It's just happening.
Just turn around when you do it.
Yeah.
No one will notice. You'll be good.
Sure. I'm pretty sure that any time that any of that happened, that our audio video guy would just switch the camera to the close-up just to make sure he got it.
Just to make sure he got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's facing this. Everybody's challenged and working with it, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Good time.
I was good DRI times. Last week for my team.
Yeah. DRI stands for Designated
Responsible Individual.
Individual.
So, yes. So are you, like... If something really bad happens, you're on call. You're essentially on call.
I'm on call. Yeah.
Okay. And did you get called?
Oh yeah. We had several outages thanks to this.
Right, because you're responsible for images for testing, right?
It's not just images for testing. It's also the operating systems in all environments.
They do the build.
So when hosts went down on Azure and took us down, because one, the engineering team didn't set up our availability sets properly, so we saw downtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have an internal system for our bare metal systems. And that system started, they sent out a notification at 1:45 and started patching servers at 2.
Wow.
So we were like, yeah, we can't do what you want to do, customers, because we don't have enough systems.
Nice.
But we that system patched 6,000 servers in 2 days.
So. Aubrey is asking where you got your My Other Computer is a Data Center sticker.
I actually got notified. Sticker Mule took down the marketplace.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, you can no longer buy the stickers on marketplace.
Well, that's a bummer.
I think... Sucks. They were probably hit with cease and desist from name brands because there was no control over what stickers you could put up there.
Yeah.
So you literally have to now resort to
knowing people,
a face-to-face connection, shaking of hands to be able to get one of these stickers right
now. Do you have any more?
I do have some.
Oh, do you?
I have a good 5 or 6 left.
No. I got about 10.
Actually, I'm gonna redo it again with the new Azure logo. Yep. Cool. And but I like the format of it, and people still like it, so I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm also contemplating reviving the revival over here of the square patch.
The large square.
The large square one.
Yeah.
The small circular ones were too small, so we need to find a nice happy medium for that guy there. The hard part is the Godfather. Gamuto never gave us the original file for that graphic, so we have the done graphic. We don't have the rasterized version of it to be able to make it whatever size you want.
Ah,
so that makes it rather hard.
Well, I wonder if somebody could recreate it.
The font is very tricky.
Is it? Is it Courier?
I think it's Arial New.
Arial
Comic
Pen.
Sans.
Or Sagoi. I think it's Sagoi.
Not Comic Sans.
It's Comic Sans.
Is it Sagoi? Segway? Segway?
I don't know something how like you that. Pronounce
In the news also, did you see that Huawei? They lost, they were doing a big deal with AT&T and it got canned.
Huawei.
Yeah, so they're in the news
too. Ross has got to love you considering how much work he does with them.
Yeah.
Garrett says maybe it's an excuse for a new logo. No, we don't have the budget.
We don't have the budget to do one. So
we don't even have the budget to redo the one that we have that is done in a standard font with some lightning bolts.
Yeah.
That's all right. It happens. Vizio MVP says, what's the going rate in Coffee Crisp for the sticker?
$1.380.
No. A dozen coffee
crisps. How many Coffee Crisps is $1.380? I don't know. We'd have to do the Canadian Tire Exchange.
There's actually a Forex company that does exchange rates for national currencies. We're going to have to get them on there to the $1.380 currency.
Yeah, have to
and
check.
Stickers. Okay. We can do that.
The audience design your sticker.
Speaking of which, by the way, I still haven't gotten my paycheck for last year.
Yes. I was hoping he wouldn't notice.
You didn't pay him?
No.
I didn't pay him.
The PayPal account was blocked.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Okay.
I have to
in the mail.
I have
the
to submit
in
it.
The mail.
Do you have an invoice?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. Send the invoice. I'll see if I can get an
estimate. Would you accept payment in Moose Coin?
Possibly.
In Moose Coin.
But I have an invoice for both me and Steve.
Nice.
It's on its way. Kylo and Ren are doing their delivery run right now.
They're our accountants.
The accounting firm of Kylo and Ren.
We'll send our lawyers, Do We Cheat Him and How, over to talk to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's better than our PR representative, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah,
blah. The dad joke episode of the Patch and Switch show.
You got it.
And of course, yeah,
we've not talked since the holiday.
I know we haven't. Literally, it's been busy. It's honestly been very, very busy.
I don't know. Have I seen you since?
I took time off. You took time off.
I did take time
right?
off. We did brew beer, which we'll talk about later.
We brew beer, absolutely.
Was that before Christmas or was that after?
It was before Christmas because I was flying to Alaska when you guys did that.
Oh, that's right. So I don't know that I've actually
And I brewed beer again.
You.
I brewed beer twice.
What?
Since we last had a show.
Yes. Which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So Santa bring you any good gadgets and gifts to talk about?
Gadgets and gifts. My big gift for me was an Xbox S.
Yeah. I got an Xbox One S as well.
Yep.
I got the Assassin's Creed edition.
I did. Oh, I know. I just got the regular.
Oh, you got
but I play Assassin's Creed Origins. Yes. Have you played it yet?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It's downloading because it's the last game I played was Rainbow Six Siege.
Yes.
With the crew here.
Night. That was a fun day.
That was a good night.
Yeah. I've done that. What about you? What was your big deal?
So lots of home automation stuff. So new light switches, dimmers.
I've got questions about home automation. We'll do that for random spending, I think.
This awesome hoodie.
Yeah, the awesome hoodie is good.
I have an awesome hoodie. It says Engineering Better Beer. And our friends at
SS Brewtech.
Yeah, SS Brewtech.
We are open for sponsors, SS Brewtech.
I'm just wearing it, not hoping that they'll send stuff, which is our kind of one of the brands that we like to go to. We just bought the new Comical, which we'll talk about in beer time. At any rate, yes, some cool hoodie swag from the misses. It was kind of a gadgety cool Christmas for me, just with the home automation and electrical stuff. And then I'm buying a new smoker.
You're buying a new smoker,
uh-huh.
But
I was looking at buying additional beer stuff. But, yeah, like we've got a lot of beer stuff. I need a new smoker.
I can't picture you without your Weber. Like you're a diehard Weber guy.
I'll use that too.
Huh?
I'll use that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do for a smoker?
Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Talk about it later.
Yeah.
All the stuff. You must stay tuned for the rest of the episode of Patch and Switch.
Yeah.
How about technology wise? Besides home automation.
Besides the home automation and...
Do you have any new laptops appear in the house? Any new wireless
gear? No new laptops. No new devices apart from just the Z-Wave and the...
Santa bought a gaming video card for my son.
Oh, yeah?
And he bought him a gaming monitor. I had no idea there were such things.
There's a gaming monitor?
There's a gaming monitor. I did not know
Does
that.
Does it just have low response time?
Less than 1 millisecond response rate.
Oh, wow. Screen.
And it's really nice looking, too.
Yeah?
Is that for my daughter,
PUBG?
Yeah, my daughter got a... He got PUBGs, yeah, as well. Daughter got a Surface. Surface Pro.
Oh, nice.
My other daughter got an iPhone X.
Wow.
It's all about...
Wow.
It's all about... It's all about payment plans. It's all.
I was going to say that's. I mean, that's not a. That's not a. That's not a, a small investment there in the phone. So how was the I mean the video card installation and
the video card installation went well.
Configuration.
The issue became, believe it or not, wired networking. Good old fashioned wired networking to get it so that the desktop would work.
What was.
All my jacks in my house are RJ11s for telephone.
Hey, you just
because the guy that owned the house before me was a guy that worked for the telephone company. And so when he had the house built, he had RJ11 jacks put in all over the place. Luckily, he did get Cat6
yeah.
strong, And so it's just a matter of punching out and putting in.
Yeah,
and
you just put in the new keystones,
that works.
Right?
Yeah, it definitely works. Yeah, yeah. The issue is trying to find where you left your crimper tool and where you left your little punch down block to be able to switch it out.
Oh, yeah. The punch down tool?
Couldn't find it anywhere. So I ended up resorting to the good old-fashioned, let's just string a really long 50-foot Ethernet cable from one room around the door, over the door frame, laundry room, back down, in through the side, and then into where he is.
If only he had a friend who lived less than a mile away,
who has all of these tools and knows where they are.
Yeah. Just,
I couldn't put out the IT Pro Batman light. Of the Ethernet.
I don't know that it's that. I think it's just simply, hey, can't find my crimp tool. Do you have that and a punch down? And I'd be like, well, absolutely.
The
it's
last
right
crimp
here.
Tool that I loaned you, I never got back. So
it's still sitting on my kegerator.
What about CD players?
CD player? Well.
Yeah. USB CD
DVD,
players.
DVD.
My resolution for 2018 is to clean out my office.
And possibly find
Possibly find your DVD.
That's
your
okay.
USB connected
one,
DVD.
You know.
You bought a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So you can just have that. Merry
nice.
Christmas.
Thank you. I'm glad I got a gift from J-Shock.
That's awesome. So you've got that. You got that all, and he's good and up and
all
running.
All in. It's good.
So you haven't. Are you now in the process of looking at switching out all the connections in the house or some?
I just need to finish it. Right.
Yeah.
I was doing on demand, and on demand just doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's not agile enough.
You have to finish the project.
I actually have to go in and finish the project.
So
I missed my milestones.
So you need to put it in the next sprint.
Yes, in the next sprint. I did get another access point.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you got two APs now.
I got two APs, but it's still in the box.
See, mine's up.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, I need to.
Have you been updating the firmware on those things?
Yeah, it's. I've not been doing it as regularly as I should, but yeah. I have been.
You know, there's an auto update for the firmware.
I do, but there is SLA in the house, and I do have to go through change control and approval.
Yes. Yeah, it has to be posted on the fridge at least 24 hours in advance.
Exactly. Notification that the network will be down.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
his window is very small to be able to get it back up and working again.
Yeah, it's typically very late at night. Yeah. It's just like any other IT. It's really the house is an IT organization now because with the various activities that are going on and
you have a comptroller too.
Yeah, an auditor. Yeah, I've got the entire system. Yeah, absolutely.
And the users.
And I have users. The end users are really critical about any downtime in my house.
I can't post a Snapchat, Dad.
Well, again,
it's more the Xbox stuff, so, honestly. Okay. Yeah.
Funnily enough, the temporary wiring job for my son to get his gaming rig working had to be removed because he was changing rooms. He changed rooms requiring the wiring job because I had my mother and father visiting me from out east. For a week, so he had to give up his big room. He then went back down to his big room, and there is no wiring cable that goes that long, and he changed where his stuff was. And so he actually came out yesterday, and we're having dinner and stuff like that, and then he made an offhanded comment about how he can't play anything and can't use his computer because there's no internet back there. And I literally just, without even missing a beat, I'm eating my taco. It was Taco Thursdays. He said
2 days late.
Doesn't work. It's Taco Thursdays. And he said it doesn't work.
Takes longer to get.
And I'm like, without even dropping a beat, like, did you file a ticket? I haven't received a ticket yet. I don't know what you're talking about. Kelly spat her ginger ale across the table laughing when I said that.
Did you call the help desk?
Without even dropping
a beat. Did you submit a service request?
Yeah.
So which ICMQ is that?
So he then within a matter of minutes, I get a text message of a official service request.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
and did you tell him the SLA?
Do you know what the fix was? The SLA was really easy because I just happened to have inventory on me. I had a wireless dongle.
Oh, is it just connected?
I just walked over, little teeny tiny thing this big, stick it in there, reboot the machine, bring it back up. Oh, look, it's working. Thank you. That'll be $250, please.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. Well, my service requests are typically when the laptop shows up on the kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And it's just there.
When you notice displaced
Well, yeah.
Infrastructure.
When one of the laptops that's normally up in the room comes down and it's sitting on the kitchen counter, I'm like, that's strange. So do I have to do something with this?
It's just like it was with work too, right?
Back I know. Yes, days, exactly. The computer show up with no explanation
exactly.
as to what's wrong.
Maybe a post-it note if you're lucky.
You need to make a printout form.
Yes.
Put it by the kitchen
table. Well, it just says it doesn't work. That's it doesn't work was the request. So this really is, I'm reliving the first 5 years of my career.
So I can.
Of like level one or level zero help desk work where just stuff just appears.
So I had to call a certain, I had to, this is the third day troubleshooting something in my house. Speaking of tech support stuff, but it wasn't me. I was acting as the troubleshooting, my wife was acting as the troubleshooting agent relay proxy to the actual interface of what was going on with a certain vendor that does a lot of online shopping.
Okay.
And it was because we got some of those devices that you can do voice control with. And my son wanted to get his working, that he got.
And he got one too?
He got one too, because he wants to be able to basically say, turn fan on, woo, fan goes on, that sort of stuff. And
do you have outlets for that?
Yeah, I do.
Or did you just get the little plug-in ones?
I got the plug-in one. That works nice. Great. So the he tries to activate the account. The account won't activate because for some reason there is another it's blocked. Just simply can't do it. So he goes in, doesn't work. They're on the phone call, can't get it to work, can't figure out why. They literally said at one point in time, just, I think it's going to work now, but just keep on trying. And then maybe it'll work in about an hour or so when the systems catch up. And my wife is like calling BS on this, saying, no way, that's not going to happen. I know how this works. And eventually they said, okay, well, you don't have to escalate this. I'm going to have to call you back. So then we never got a call back. I got an email yesterday, like 4 o'clock, 24 hours later, saying, you tried all the following things, which was a stock copy and paste, and we hope this resolved your issue. Thank you very much. Yes or no? I clicked on no, filled out the survey. It didn't work. And then I'm like, you know what? After I cut the wireless dongle fixed, I'm going to try this. So I go online. I do a chat interface. I'm starting chatting with the person. I one sentence description of what it was, and all of a sudden it says, your case is being redirected. It goes off to the next level. Talking to the other person, trying to work it out. But basically what had happened, for some reason, the old account had the phone number, used to have the phone number, but the phone number is no longer with that account anymore. I created a brand new account and tried to make it work, which is going great, and then add the phone number, and it was blocked because the phone number has been used. And three levels of escalation to get through, and they determined that the phone number, for some reason, was with this account and had a name of Dave.
Dave's not here.
And Dave had the same address as what I have as my address. And the phone number that we've had for 5 years is the same phone number. And it's Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
I know. So it's like some kind of garbage metadata somehow, I guess, through an automated process.
Or somebody hacks forward your account.
But it's like
just my, so you know, Dave in the chat room says it wasn't me.
It wasn't him. So the phone number, which has been with us for 5 years, and I know that, you know, mobile companies recycle phone numbers, but somehow that phone number was put in and associated with an account that created an account on that provider on August 26, 2016. And had used our address, but had never done any purchasing. They'd never done anything. So it was like a stale zombie account. And they couldn't clear it out. They couldn't do it. It finally went to another level of escalation. And then they had to call me to be able to talk to me and then confirm what it was. And then that person had the authority to go in and yank that phone number out. Then I could associate with the proper account.
Did you talk to the big guy, Jeff?
I don't know what it was.
Was that the but ultimate it's, escalation it's level like, you had to talk to Jeff?
It is very, as everybody, always a painful situation having to work in the industry and having to work with tech support and go through stuff and just realize how everybody has different levels of,
sure.
of filtering that you have to go through.
Yeah.
It's just like, as an industry, we have to do better.
Well, one of the things that I did in random spending over the holiday break is that, and you assisted, and I very much appreciate your assistance.
My knees. Oh.
I installed, I wall mounted a 65-inch 4K TV that I random spent on. So there is a Smurf tube that runs from up above my fireplace down under the crawl space.
The Smurf tube is blue.
It is. It is a blue Smurf tube. It is. That's why I call it a Smurf tube. Yeah, exactly. So it runs from up by the fireplace, and then and they had already run a normal cable television jack there, which, by the way, when you plug a normal cable TV jack into a 4K TV, you don't get 4K.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Shocker.
So what we had to do is we had to run a couple of high-quality HDMI cables from down through the Smurf tube over back through where it comes up out of the wall. Mm-hmm. You helped by, because I can't fit in my crawl space.
No, it's, there's no way.
So
this guy
yes.
can fit inside that crawl space.
So I put in a troubleshooting request.
He filed a ticket to get yes. the small friend of his
yes, exactly.
to come and crawl around.
I did put the requirement under, must be this tall.
Must be under this.
The fact that his troubleshooting ticket system has that metadata field is hilarious.
Yeah,
small guy.
It's in the marketplace. Yeah. You can just download it, and use it.
it's
so
a different SKU size.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. The T-shirt size was yeah. extra small.
Yeah, exactly. That's the. Anyway, so you came by and you helped me run a couple of cables. It took you longer to navigate your way through the crawl space than it did to run the cables.
And I do have to say, you need to pay your guy that does pest control a bit more to come and pick up all the dead carcasses.
He comes. It's just a recent.
He doesn't crawl around.
Yeah, no, he does.
Mummified mice.
Yeah, we have mummified mice. It's okay.
Little tink.
Yeah,
zombie mice that have been mummified.
The field mice. So we did that, and we ran all the cables. And connected everything. And one of the things that I did is identified the cables, and I've color tagged them with electrical tape. So there's the green one, and then there's the red one, so that you know if we ever disconnect, because when they run through the wall,
always choose the red one.
Yeah, you always use the red one. So I connected it up initially, having unplugged my cable box and everything to move everything around and get it reconfigured. Plugged it back in. And it was booting up and it was fine. And then all of a sudden it goes black. And I'm like, well, that's weird. So I switch out the cable thinking I have a bad HDMI cable, in which case that would suck, but it would still be easy to run it. And I wouldn't even need you in the crawl space because I'd just attach it to the other cable and pull it through the wall. Check the other cable and it does the same thing. And I'm like, well, that's weird. So I connect the Xbox and the DVD player to both of them and they work fine. I'm like, wow, there must be something weird. It must be stuck. Maybe it's not auto-negotiating the proper resolution, something like that. So I get on the horn with the cable provider. And the guy says, so on your TV, tune it to this input. What does it say? I says, it says no signal. No, that's the wrong input. And I said, no, it is the right input. I know this because I know the TV. It says here, whenever you see that error message, you are choosing the wrong input on your TV. I said, well, it says here that it's connected to HDMI 1 and it's plugged into HDMI 1. Nope. The script says it's in. And I okay. Wondering if I could get somebody else on the phone here. Yeah. Anybody else to help me out here? Oh, hang on. Well, let me run some troubleshooting. So they rebooted my cable box several times. Still never came up. He's like, well, it says the system's telling me it's sending a signal. Well, it may be sending a signal, but I'm not getting the signal. And if I take the same cable plugged into the same input and put it into another device, it projects just fine. This is day before Christmas Eve when we're doing this. And
one of the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, and I don't know that they are going to be open on Christmas Eve or not. It's 7 p.m. The local office closes at 8, and at this point I'm like, tell you what, I'm just going to take this to the office and they'll fix it. Hang up the phone, grab everything, run into the car, go down to the office. And this is where, and I normally am very critical of this cable company, I have to give them all the credit in the world.
Oh, nice.
I walk into the place. Luckily, they're not very busy. So there's only a couple people ahead of me in the queue. Guy comes up. I'm like, so this is really weird, but I swapped TVs and something happened with this. And he said, wow, that is weird. But I've heard of this happening in one other instance. So we're just going to swap out the box.
Boom.
Now, I'm concerned because I have recordings. And I know the recordings go into the cloud. But the last time I had to swap out a box, they couldn't map it correctly. So my recordings weren't playing. And he's like, no, it's all taken care of. And I'm like, so am I going to have to get on the phone when I get home and get these guys to sync it to the account, which is what happened last time? He's like, no, it's all good. And I'm like, I'm holding you to that. Mm-hmm. I get home, walk in the door, plug it into the power cable, slap it on, boom. TV lights right up. Everything's configured. It literally boots. Everything's all good. So kudos to them on that one. But an oddity that...
Were your recordings there?
The recordings are there. I've only had a couple little glitchy times, but it's when they're on demand and it just says, I can't play this recording, but we found the on-demand version and we'll let you fast forward through it. I'm like, that's all I care about. But really weird, right? That an HDMI output would just glitch out like that.
Die.
It was one of those things that I was panicked because I'm like...
Panicked!
Yeah, and then I took the box upstairs. I took the... Before I took it to the cable store, I took the broken one upstairs and validated. And I'm like, oh, yep, see, it doesn't work up here on this TV. So, yeah.
You troubleshot the physical.
I did.
A lot of people forget
layer
that.
Layer one.
They forget layer one.
I guess I was just frustrated with the guy. Says, well, it says here if you get that error message, it's this. And I'm like, dude, I'm not.
They automatically go to layer two or layer zero, which is the human.
Yes. It was not a PEBCAC issue.
Yep.
Or PEBR, like problem between remote and TV. I don't know. Anyway. So I random spent a lot. Cable.
Fun.
TV installation.
Fun.
I didn't.
But it's awesome now.
Didn't random spin that much.
Gar says, I don't understand the TV above the fireplace. Doesn't it give a crick in the neck? No, because I have a mount. So the mount that I have does tilt down, and it actually is a great angle. And the reason why we've decided to do it is I was running out of space in this particular room downstairs. When we purchased, when we bought the house and initially moved in, the thought was we were going to use the upstairs room for all the TV and not be downstairs as much as we are. Well, when... That's fine when your kids are younger, but when teenagedom happens, yeah. And the space. House is full of teenagers.
I've got two rooms like that now.
Yeah.
Because I've got my son and then my twin girls, and they just need their each individual space.
So we've decided we're going to extend the living space to the downstairs area. I needed that additional seating space because I did buy a new couch.
Yeah.
It's up high, but because of the tilt angle, it's actually just perfect. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Do you want to talk about beer?
I'd love to talk about beer.
So last time we spoke, we had just gotten the new conical fermenter. You had done your first brew on it and tried to dump the trub and got the liquid back up into the system.
Yep.
And then that leads us to when we brewed next time, which was it was time to move it out of that into... secondary, well, to finish, right, into kegs to serve. And so you, once again, we're going to dump the trub at the bottom, make it nice and clean, so less filtration needed. And what happened?
It worked.
But what did you do again?
I forgot to take the thing out again.
However, when you're using a conical fermenter with, what is it, a one-inch tube now that we're using?
Yep.
It can fill up a 5 gallon keg
very fast.
That.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful. So that was the honey brown ale.
Yes.
And there still was a little tiny bit of trub at the bottom, got rid of it. And to now simply have to raise the conical up, open up the valve with a 1 inch
diameter
exhaust port with a tube attached to it
to
fill up a 5 gallon conical. You literally are filling up that conical in fill up the keg in like not even 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It's full.
It's so fantastic.
It's awesome.
It is so fantastic.
And so same thing for the second one. It's all good. Then I did another batch just recently.
Yes.
In there. I'm doing a rye IPA.
The RIPA.
And this time I did remember to remove it. The very first time.
Oh, did you do the trub jump?
I did a trub jump already.
Yeah.
I took a specific gravity reading. It's all fine. It was done fermenting. It's like, okay, let's get this done. I bring out the bucket. It's a 1 gallon bucket that I use on the end of the spigot. And then open it up. And it doesn't move. It's like dead. It doesn't work at all. I'm like, what's going on? And so, of course, what do? I close it. I look over. I make sure that the thing is not inside the water.
It's not in the water.
Right? And I'm like, that's weird. And I open it up again, but this time it go full force all the way at the very beginning. And then the sludge starts to come out. And then eventually enough comes out of the way. big
deluge. How many gallons of beer are there?
So basically it was about, I want to say, a third of a gallon of actual yeast.
Wow.
And trub. And then two-thirds of... of other stuff that came out very quickly.
Yeah.
And then you turn it off.
So you just got to watch it.
You just have to watch it when it comes out first. So now it's in the secondary and it's happy. I need to figure out what to dry hop it with. Probably Cascade.
I told you. We have
Cascade. A way to do it. And then we'll have the Clogger, Honey Brown, Rye IPA, and a cider on tap.
Nice.
We're ready to go. Nice. And I just got a reminder I shared with you guys a little while ago that the National Homebrewers Competition is going to be taking place on January 23rd for the initial submissions.
And you are going to
submit. I'm going to submit all three.
You're going to submit all three?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So
$14 each. What the heck?
I don't have time to brew anything to get it done by January.
Well, you don't. You just have to put the intent in that you're going to do it.
Oh.
And then you have to ship it. And then shipping it, I think you have to have your submissions in and shipped by February 4th.
My challenge is living within the BJCP style guidelines, because we tend to do things that are...
We color outside the lines.
Yeah, we do color outside the lines a lot.
Yep.
What lines?
And then we've got competition coming.
Yep.
April.
Yep.
Which means it's time to brew. Are you going to make a beer?
Probably not.
No? Oh, all right. He's like, I just go to a place and they serve it to me. I just show up and go with an empty mug and go, here. And they fill it up and there's beer and you're good.
Scott's good about that.
It's all good.
All right. And you know, and then when I ask him for Bud Light, I get a nice glass of water.
A nice glass of water. Nice glass of water.
Nice.
How about a nice glass of water? Anything else beer spending? I'm trying to get the order in for the plate chiller.
Yes.
Yes. Had a little bit of an issue, but I believe it's resolved now.
Yes. At one point in time, our homemade chilling device, which is very important, part of the beer process, taking the boiling 212 Fahrenheit down to 70 Fahrenheit or 60 Fahrenheit as fast as you can. That's too much math. We were using a copper tube on the inside of a coil that worked great, but was very difficult to clean. So at one point during the first brew, I'm like, I can't believe this stuff is still in there after we've cleaned it all.
Yeah.
And so.
So did something happen over time that just because, or was it just that we weren't using it, so it just crudded up?
We weren't using it, it was crudded up, and we needed to go harder and longer with chemicals to be able to clean it, which we weren't able to do. So just time to move on to new technology.
So it's dead.
Done. It's already been recycled.
Has it? Wow.
Already been recycled.
That much copper, that's probably a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. $1.380 at least.
Yep.
Hey.
I could have paid you with a conical, with a counterflow chiller.
Counterflow chiller.
Here you go.
He's not brewing beer anymore, though. He's just drinking it.
Taking a break.
Taking a break? That's all right. All right. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to random spend on some stuff coming up.
What are you going
to
random spend
on? I'm going to random spend on a new outdoor security cam floodlight system.
So I didn't want to bring this up
because
I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know how fragile you would be. That's French, right?
Yeah, you got it.
It's
Italian. It's expensive.
So you need some lights to project.
It's a prestigious award.
It's a major award.
So you need some lights that project out into the driveway.
The project on the driveway.
Well,
yeah.
So you did have a system, and it's because you showed me Bobcat walking across the
Bobcat
driveway.
Walking.
And, yeah.
So
what happened?
If you own a Jeep, you know that generally speaking, you don't bother locking said Jeep. Because it is prone for break-ins because it has no hard top on it. It's got a soft top or it has no top on it in the summer months. So I don't keep stuff inside my Jeep normally. It's just in my driveway. It's all good. And I don't lock it.
Right.
But there happened to be a prowler group that had gone through my neighborhood and were doing quick checks of doors. And they did a quick check of my wife's door and it was locked. And they did a quick check of my Jeep. It was open. In less than a minute, the front guy had gone into the front seat. Another guy joined him, and then he went through the back seat. And another guy joined him and went through the trunk. And they had cleaned out the entire Jeep in less than 30 seconds and moved on to the next place.
So what was in the Jeep?
The only thing that was in the Jeep was my Discovery Pass, which allowed me to get inside of national parks and hiking trails.
So what, after they rob everybody clean, they're just going
to
go hiking?
They need to go back to nature, and they have to go for a calming walk. So they now have a pass they can do that with.
You know, if you put your license plate number on it,
they can't use it. But I had just gotten it and had not had the license plate put on it.
Okay.
Not that they would have checked anyway. And I just happened to have my air compressor bag in there from off-roading. So it had my high flow air compressor, my decompression, my deinflator tool, and my inflator.
Is this the air compressor valve we used when we were like building the vents and stuff? Is that
no, it's not a nailer air compressor. Oh, okay. I have one just for the Jeep.
Oh, just
to
for
be
the
able
Jeep.
To fuel up the tires.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, so those are gone. I'm not worried about it, but the best part was that my wife discovered it happened because my door was open, so I went on to the security camera video and saw exactly at 3:35 a.m. these three gentlemen came through and did this and were gone by 3:36 a.m. And so I decided with my video editing prowess to slice and dice that together.
I saw that.
And then I went in and did a zoomed area enlargement a la CSI of the two guys at different points.
Enhance.
Yes.
Enhance.
Enhance.
And decided to post it just to say, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Just because as soon as you talk about it, people are going to say, oh, it's just some teenagers are doing this and they're just, you know, whatever. It's like, no, these guys actually were pros for what they were doing. And they'd swept through the environment. Of course, I reported to the sheriff's department who came out and I did an online report first, but they won't let you do an online report if you have evidence. So he wanted to come out and see the evidence of the actual thing. He's like, can I get a copy of that? Can you burn me a copy of that? I'm like, if I only had an external DVD drive that burns. Exactly. I don't know where it is right now.
That's a good callback.
But I do have a USB stick. So I went upstairs and grabbed one of the kids' like grade school USB sticks that, you know, it's part of the school supplies you have to have.
4 meg.
It's like a 4 meg or a 2 meg from some conference I went to. Maybe Tech Ed or something like that. And I went in, formatted it, and I copied the file over so he had it. And then I also, like, if you want to, he's like, do you have any identifiable markers or serial numbers of those things? I'm like, no, I don't actually have it. But you know what? I'll give you the links of all the stuff that I bought so you can at least see what it is. I put that on there too and gave it to him. I posted it on social media. I put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter, and other folks.
So the best part was you posted it on Facebook. I watched the video, and your post on Facebook had a question. So I respond to you via text message, and your response back to me is, what? As if you had no idea what I was talking about. And I'm like, dude, you just posted to social media. And he's like, wow, that was fast.
The social thing really works.
And then the funny thing is in the chat inside the video here, people are posting links to hardtops.
Yeah.
You have your hardtop installed.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But you still leave the Jeep unlocked.
Of course, because it's just habit. So, was fun. Regardless, long story.
So what's the issue with the
random spend is the fact that the wide angle and lens of the camera that I have is an older generation of the newer ones, which are higher definition cameras and are wider angle lenses and better low night vision.
So you'll be able to see more of the driveway,
more detail.
More
of the driveway and also have in the video, you can actually see the guy come around the corner to come towards the cars and the light come on.
Yeah,
you see him look at something, and then you see him look up at the camera directly. He doesn't know it's a camera because it's a light.
Right.
The one that I have, you can't tell it's a camera.
Oh, gotcha.
The spotlight one with the camera on it actually looks like a camera and two spotlights.
Right.
For what's there.
Are you looking at like the Ring or something? Is that what you're looking at? Or what
currently,
looking
at? The Ring Secure Cam double floodlight for $189, I think it is, $169. What looking pretty good.
What about the one with the tracking system?
The tracking system can work.
Put a little.
So the good thing is that the existing system, which is a Netamo, how to put the emphasis on there, mm-hmm. It does the ability to go in and do zones and define zones.
Huawei.
And it allows you to say, alert me when a human goes inside this zone. Alert me when a animal goes across this zone or a car goes across this zone. So you can do that with them, but you can't do it to the same level of granularity with the Ring that I have.
Right, yeah. It's just kind of a...
There's motion.
Yeah.
I can do something. But the Ring does come with an alarm. So
it does.
I could press the button and have the alarm go off if I wanted to. My wife is like, we have two dogs. Where were they? And I'm like...
Listen to the video, though.
Riley,
there's no noise.
There's not a single noise out there. Like, you hear the rain falling.
These That's right. That's what you hear.
Didn't have a single word that they said.
No.
It's just a...
And then they closed the door very quietly.
One guy went back to close the door.
That was what was really
The funny. Other guy didn't, and that's why we even knew it happened in the first place.
Yeah. Goes back and clicks in the door. That's a bummer.
Yep.
That's a bummer.
Life. So, new if this, then rule, I guess, will be, when a human during these hours crosses this zone... Send an email turn on alarm and
right.
Initiate electric fence protocol number one.
The Magnavolt?
The Magnavolt.
Yeah. From RoboCop.
See what it is.
Gareth actually just mentioned that, the Magnavolt. Yeah, we talked about that on the WhatsApp chat group. Yep. that kind of went downhill fairly quickly, nice. As it usually does. So,
but the moral of the story is, A, lock your Jeep.
Lock your Jeep.
B is, no matter what happens, share that stuff. Because
there was a lot of people that are just not going to do anything was the common thread on the Facebook.
I'm not expecting to find anything. I'm not expecting the police to go off and do fingerprint analysis and DNA collection from my Jeep or anything else like that. They're busy with other things.
Oh, they didn't even do that when somebody stole my car.
Yeah, I know. So it's like they got other stuff to do, but at least people know, hey, this kind of stuff's going on. And now they have other links to other events that happened that evening that they didn't have links to before. And they now have proof of the methodology that they were using to go through and do this sweep.
Yeah.
So it's always good to do it. But then you have obviously the social media commenters saying, what are we paying these police for? Why are they not there? They should be patrolling more.
Our buddy Pierre, CSI, Redmond Ridge.
Yeah.
My daughter will take it over. That's what she wants to go to college for.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Forensic science. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
That just sucks, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. I know it's one of those things you're just like, eh. But I guess it's because it didn't. You weren't able to tell there was a camera. It wasn't enough of a deterrent to stop them when he looked up and saw it. Because, like, do you think had he looked up and seen it was a camera, he would have
probably stole it.
So I'm going to mount it high enough that they can't reach it. That's the crazy part. But if you even just had, like, a red blinking light, just a red LED light. That's not a Christmas light.
You need to have a recording. When that if this then that plays,
it's
like, stop. You have entered it. Please leave within 30 seconds.
You have entered a restricted zone.
You will be terminated in 30 seconds if you do not leave the zone.
and then have a pen LED laser that is on site a remote controlled. That would start going back and forth.
So it looks like that's awesome. That's awesome. So what other home automation questions? We have a couple more minutes left.
Yeah, I know.
Is there other home automation stuff?
So this is a serious question. Multi-teenager household.
Mm.
So I'm not talking about like it's like you and your significant other in the house and you want to do some automation because you can do it. Literally, I have three semi-technical savvy kids that are there. My wife wants it to be completely transparent for whatever she does. But how do you handle if they want to have automation as well with regards to something like the Echoes or the Google Home or the Invoke from Microsoft? How do you handle different areas of where voice is able to be picked up and what it can integrate with? So here's my scenario. I got one in the central area of the house. I've got one in another area of the house that people happen to habitate. Those are both linked to my account and my services and my home automation.
Right.
16-year-old son wants to have similar technology in his room to control his fan and to control his lights and to, you know, play music as required through voice on various different services. If he attaches to my account and my infrastructure, he gets my connections on Spotify and my playlists, which are significantly different than a 16-year-old son. And you can only have one account registered with Spotify and with Sonos integration to be able to do it.
Right.
So do you carve off and make your own other pool of identity for that one individual in the household that's more tech savvy to have their own level of automation? Can you share devices between those two different identity realms to have it work? And then how does this now multiply when I've got twin number one and twin number two seeing how cool it is for their brother to do this stuff, to also want to do it on theirs too? I know this is like totally first world problems here, but
no,
like it's something I don't think is addressed right now.
No, I think you're 100% right. I think
what's the optimal configuration for this?
Well, I think that's kind of one of the downsides to the way that things are currently done, right? Because I have the integration as well, and the challenge that we have is it's very similar. Is that mom's playlist that she has? She doesn't use, in our case, it's fine because I don't use I use Spotify. I don't use Pandora. She uses Pandora. Okay. Use Spotify. So it's not that big of an issue for us. However, it I can
Alexa,
see that
play being, Golden Oldies on Pandora.
Just started everybody's.
So, but you're 100% right, because it was one of the challenges that I found is how do you give them control through the Wink app.
So one thing you can do for Spotify is you can, me as the central account, can go in and choose to favorite 16-year-old son's playlists, and then they show up in my playlist option, and then you can say,
right. "Well, that's not that." I mean, that's not the worst solution.
It kind of works, but then it influences the music that gets suggested to me. I don't want to have gangster rap come up in my jazz feed.
Sure,
you know,
come on. Okay.
My easy listening 70s music. I don't want to have any of that. Oh, what's really infuriating when all of a sudden like Run DMC starts going into my
What's wrong with Run DMC? That's probably my influence.
It doesn't fit
there.
With my
with Christmas music.
It doesn't fit with my air supply.
It doesn't fit with your Eastern Canada folk music.
Nothing wrong with Great Big C.
Hey, do you have access to stream from the room where the band is?
No.
Okay. I've been forced updates, so I don't have access.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking at the results to see if anyone's come up with any suggestions. No one has. No one's got it.
Have you?
Let's get the words flowing.
Yeah.
Have you told
them to get ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get the three work safe words for next episode in a fortnight's time.
Are you going to be here? What's your travel schedule like?
I will be here.
This will be January 26th.
I will be here.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be here
too.
I leave the following day to go to Frankfurt. Or no, sorry, to Sydney.
Sydney,
Australia.
Sydney,
where it was 114 Fahrenheit.
Yes. So there's no good solution for how to. And it's so music you can work around, but stuff that is IoT devices or automation devices like Lutron light switches or plugs.
Well, so in that case,
stuff,
don't they just connect into this? I mean, the device will just know, hey, turn off room one, right?
Do I want my son to have the ability to go in and say, turn off lights in master bedroom?
Nope.
And turn off my lights?
Nope.
I do it to him to wake him up. It pisses him off. I don't want him to be able to do that to mine. So you can't share a device between Alexa skills without having access to all of them.
Wow. So, well, I guess that's kind of it's a flaw if you wanted to control it in that manner. Wow, so it's essentially we're dealing with multi profiles again. We're doing user profiles again, aren't we?
Well, you can switch profiles on Alexa. You can have multiple profiles that are there.
Okay,
but you can't with that. You can't hook up, even if you switch profiles. You can't hook up a different service skill. It simply changes other stuff on the Alexa side, so it's not fully integrated.
Yeah.
So, like, I created a profile for my wife.
Right.
You can't create a profile for other members of your family if they're teens, because Amazon has teen recognition now.
Right.
They don't show up as a full-fledged individual in your household for Alexa purposes.
Hmm. Well, it's also a challenge on the Wink side too, right?
Yeah, the Wink side has no granularity whatsoever.
Yeah.
As your hub.
I guess it's kind of the downside of
I don't have a Google Home, but I know that Google Home does do voice training to recognize the difference between individuals.
Yeah.
But it's only available in certain areas in certain countries, like US obviously.
But I don't think it has that level of control either, where
it
knows
at least
that person
knows that, hey, it's Kelly talking, it's not Rick talking.
Well, right, but does it matter that it knows? Does it then restrict?
No idea.
Does it then restrict access to the device?
Do we have our three words out of curiosity?
I got the three words, yep.
Okay.
We got the three words.
We got like literally less than a minute left.
Magnavolt Jeep lasers.
What?
Magnavolt Jeep lasers.
We got that.
I like that.
We have an AM signal from the band.
Oh, nice.
An AM signal?
AM signal, yeah.
Okay. So
if you want the band to be playing.
We should cue the band, I think, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should cue the band at this point. Yeah. Okay. Do we have the AM broadcast?
It's been a good chat.
The AM broadcast.
Is that through Bluetooth?
It's from the Canadian broadcasting
company. Is it from the FM broadcaster? Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got something.
So. Hope they can hear the music. Can you hear the music?
It's all right.
You better start saying goodbye to people.
All right. And, I don't have access to see who's in the room. Can you say
John
goodbye
Marshall,
to people?
John Marshall, Krista Coella, Dave, Patrick, Pierre Romain, Gareth Grudger, Mr. Sean Logan, Patrick Weinberger. Patrick. Jared, you're there, of course. Tyler. Everybody. Like, it's hard to say, man.
Okay.
Like, there's so many people here. Anthony's there, too. He hasn't talked in a while.
That does it for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program. We'll be back in a fortnight's time.
There's Aubrey.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Until next week. Until next time, have a weekend, everybody. We're so professional.
I know, eh? The quality on the show is just, it's going up.
Hey, look, my PC finally rebooted.
Nice.
Bye.